Hi, I'm Bran, and I love Hallmark movies and mysteries.
I'm Brian, and I like Hallmark movies and mysteries.
You nailed it. I'm Dan, and I despise Hallmark movies and mysteries, and this is the Deck the Hallmark podcast.
Deck the Hallmark, it's this podcast. Brandon and friends host this podcast.
We hope you like this jolly podcast.
Ba-ba-ba-bum. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
How we doing?
Good. Great about you, man.
Thank you.
Okay, I've thought about this.
It's Friday. Yeah. How's your bracket? Perfect still?
Perfect.
Is that what I heard?
Perfect so shape.
Wow. Yeah.
All of us?
Man.
In great shape?
We all picked the same?
Well, what's crazy is we didn't, but somehow we're all still perfect.
It's weird amazing how that works.
I can tell you exactly how. The blood of Christ. Amen.
Interesting.
That's one way.
Wow. Yeah.
You were talking
so
about
the blood of Christ is contradictory. Is
you
what
were talking
saying
about the March Madness bracket.
Yeah, what bracket were you talking about?
The bracket of life.
Of life.
The bracket of life.
Exactly yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's just we
exactly it right. The bracket of heaven
right
or hell.
No, you're right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I wonder who's gonna win. Bum bum bum. Dun dun dun. Boom da ba ba da ba bum bum. Well, hope everyone's doing well. That's Carmen's the champion.
Carmen's the champion, everybody.
Where humanity's
anniversary.
Humanity's eternal destiny is dependent on a boxing match, similar to Creed 3 and Creed 2 and Creed. Guys,
Rocky, Balboa,
Rocky
5, 2, 4,
3, 2. You're counting backwards, God.
Bloodsport 1.
Guys, favorite boxing Warrior movie. What do you got?
Creed is my favorite boxing
movie. It is?
Yeah, well, Raging Bull, I don't count as a boxing movie. That movie is like so good, and it is about boxing, but that's more of a Martin Scorsese like movie.
Sure.
Creed, I think, is better than all the Rockies. True story. But
okay,
my favorite sports movie ever is Warrior, which is MMA.
Yeah.
And that I don't even like MMA, really, but Warrior, the movie's phenomenal. What do you got?
Panda loves MMA.
Yeah.
Remember that?
He does.
Does he still, you think?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He does.
Big like more than night ever?
Yes.
Think? Wow.
Fight night every Saturday. Yeah. He's at it.
He's trying to plan the birth of his child
around schedule. Yeah, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
You need something to anchor things to.
Well, you tried to do basically that with March Madness.
Yeah.
You explained on Tuesday. Yeah,
I did. So, I did explain that. Hey, guys, let me ask you this. Yeah. 23 people over the last month have said one thing to us.
Really?
And it was, how was your weekend? Wow. I know it's Friday.
People.
I know.
You 23
know,
it's
people.
It's Friday.
I know. How is your weekend and how is your weekend going to be?
My weekend actually was great. I played laser tag a bunch around our house. We have these laser tag guns that you don't need the chest thing. They just have the indicator on the gun. So it's just a one piece.
So you're trying to shoot the other gun?
Yeah, exactly. And we were turning all the lights off
Weak
in the house.
So one
it was
piece
fun
laser
it was
tag
nice. Nice and easy.
Fun.
Did
it
you beat your fun kids?
They were like, can we play laser tag? I'm like, oh, that thing's so loud. It's obnoxious. I don't want to. And I'm like, fine, we'll do it. And then before you know it, it's 8:30 at night. I'm like, one more round. Let's
one
go.
More game. Yeah, that checks.
Look so, at you.
Yeah, it was
look
a good
you
time. That was a good
did
weekend
you learn that lesson on a Hallmark movie? To get involved
what
in the life of your kids?
Did I what?
Learn that in a Hallmark movie?
Nah. Oh, that lesson. That was a lesson I took away from a movie. Yeah, you know, spend time with your kids.
You never know when they're going to send a balloon in the air.
Yeah, yeah. Send that last balloon up
in
the air.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah. Dan, how was your weekend?
Yeah, it was good. Grilled some good food on Saturday.
Not as good as an air fry, but
you know, could you have air fried that steak, Brandon?
I saw this post, by the way, on the thing. This is what I will say about the air fry argument that I feel like has been blown out of proportion.
Yes, a little bit.
Is a high end steak on a grill better than an air fryer? Of course it is.
Mm-hmm.
Of course it is. But on a regular occurrence, can like throwing a steak in an air fryer produce a good steak that I enjoy? Absolutely.
That is, if we could compare that to the last argument, I think you would find that the
I don't.
Two
I here's here. My point
but
is
I appreciate it because if you had no, said my that point originally,
is,
we'd have been fine.
My point is I don't think that the chasm is as big as you think it is between a finished product. But I'm not going to put an expensive steak in an air fryer.
Sure.
Right? There's some things that
because
are sacred.
You know it's an air fryer.
Because I know that that's not the way that God intended it.
Yeah.
Yeah, back to
but
the
it
bracket.
Can do a really, really, really good job. And it's easy.
It is.
Okay? I don't have to go out and do the whole thing.
Dude, I love
the whole thing. I know you love the whole thing.
I love it.
I know you love the whole thing. And I love you.
Yeah.
Buddy.
You got to eat some steak.
I had a great time.
You handed it to him over the fence?
No.
He was there. All our kids were in the backyard. He was just there watching. He was like, so what are you going to do next? What are you going to do?
So you're going to, can I have a little bit of that?
And then this week, I'm going to Mexico in 2 days.
Mission trip.
Just a good
mission
old
trip to Mexico.
It's a good old family vacation trip to Mexico.
That's all it is.
That's great, man.
That'll make for a good weekend.
Yeah, I'll pop back in for the episodes next week.
I hope
that's cool.
Like I'll fly back.
Yeah. Thanks, brother.
We'll figure it out.
You're a professional.
Thanks, brother.
Brother.
Unexpected Grace, originally aired on the Hallmark Movies and Mysteries channel on March 12th, 2023. And I want a little something like this. 2 years ago, this girl puts a coin in an indoor fountain.
It's a weird.
What?
Is it weird? Are you working on like a true crime podcast voice?
Two years ago. Fountain.
Yeah. I don't. 2 years ago, the girl.
I do declare she done been dead.
Her name's Tony. Tony wishes for things to get better between her mom and her dad and to find a new best friend. She ends up attaching a note to a balloon, releasing that note and balloon into the sky. 2 years later, we find out that she passed away. Why'd you laugh?
I was just like guffawing at how you said that. You went from like, she's doing all these things.
That's how the movie does it.
That's true.
It cuts to 2 years later and she's not there anymore. Gosh, Dan, have some decorum.
This is the air fryer of synopsis.
We then meet, so it's awesome.
it's super easy to do.
We then meet a dad named Jack and his daughter, Grace. We expected to meet Jack, but I would say that Grace is unexpected. Unexpected Grace. Name of the movie. They're newer to the area. Grace is not thrilled.
Like they were nude.
They're newer to the area. Grace is not thrilled about this.
To the area?
Grace gets home from school, shoots some hoops. More on that later.
Outside the school.
Gets home from school, shooting some hoops, and then starts looking through an old box of keepsakes, including a picture of her mom that she folds up, puts in her pocket. Jack is then lecturing her about how she needs to stop looking down at her phone and look up. So she looks up to prove a point and sees a pop balloon in the tree. She says, we should get that down. And Jack says, we'll get to it. We'll get to it. She decides that she's going to do it herself with a rake. I would never even thought to do the rake. I thought I would have, when I was rolling down the trash can, I would have been like, I wonder if I could stand on that.
That's what I thought she was going to do.
I did. Thank you. Thank you. I'm always looking for reasons to get on top of things. You know what I mean?
Stand up high.
She gets it down and she decides that she's going to read this. It's a note from Tony. Tony left her address to write a letter so they can become pen pals.
Thought I'd put this letter in a balloon, see what happens.
Tony. Tony.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Okay.
Scram. We'll come back later.
I'll talk to you. Say hello to your mother.
All right, I will. So she decides that she's going to put together a little goodie basket and drop it off on her porch.
This is the air fryer of synopsis.
A goodie basket. These nude neighbors with goodie baskets.
Her mom Noelle
like
finds
you realize
this.
You thought box was like a cuss word.
I know. I wrote down box. Basket. I wrote down box, but then I remembered that it was a basket. So it was a. It was
and
an
that
on.
Was where it was important to stay. True there. That's
stay true to your offense. School. And to baskets. Her mom Noelle finds this. Is shocked to see a letter. Addressed to Tony. She reads the letter, decides she in the letter she leaves an email. So she emails Grace and is like, "Hey, this is Noelle. Here's where you could get some friends. kind of like bug off type of thing. But she does not bug off. They go back and forth a little bit, become email pen pals. She's under the impression that Noelle is like Tony's older sister. But no, Tony's not here. Noelle's a full-blown adult. So Grace goes with her dad. Grace goes to a Shakespeare event with Jack, and Noelle is there and performs a little sonnet, maybe?
A little
jiggy about Bill Shakespeare. She's like, that in the little program, it says Noelle, is it? So she decides, instead of handling this in person, she's going to write an email and say, hey, was that you there? And I thought you were a kid. So Noelle is like, sorry you thought I was a kid. I'm an adult. We should probably stop talking. So Grace reads that email and immediately goes to Noelle's house looking for Tony. Promised a friend. She's like, Tony isn't here, but come on
Italian
in.
Where's the Italian man that attached
so
letter?
She has still not told Grace that Tony has passed away.
So I put letters on balloons, so sue me.
I like cupcakes. Jack goes to
give baskets.
Jack goes to pick up Grace at Noelle, and Noelle opens up the door, and he's like, "Ooga!" She tries to tell them that Tony isn't there anymore. But it just doesn't quite happen. She and Jack going up to the biscuit in the sky. She and Jack get together, and she tells Jack the truth, and he says, okay, well, let's tell her together. So, they go to tell Grace about Tony, and Grace is like, I have to be honest, this is a bummer. But the good news,
didn't even see the Mario Brothers movie coming out this year.
The good news is that Noelle tells Grace that she can go up to Tony's room and just have at it.
Yeah, go to town.
Do a little shopping spree.
Don't take my leather jacket.
She takes the denim jacket instead.
Oh, okay, that's
so
all right.
No problem. So Noelle's obviously going through a lot. She and Jack hang out some more. He touches her face. Things are clearly getting pretty serious pretty quickly. It is about to be the 2-year anniversary of the passing of Tony. So she is going to go to the cabin that her and her ex-husband split 50-50 right down the middle, three out of five. And so she's like, I got to go deuce out. Jack is like, hey, I got to go on a work thing. I got to figure out, you know, how I'm going to pay my employees, all this stuff. And she's like, okay, well, your daughter can come. And he's like, would that be weird? She says, no. Oh. We all say yes. Yes. So they go. They're having a wonderful time, her and Grace. And Jack shows up and is like, hey, maybe even I'll stick around. Maybe even make you pancakes. Maybe even have a fun time with you, remembering your daughter we didn't know. Maybe even bubbles. I know how to flick the wrist. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, Noelle's ex-husband shows up.
Ed nowhere.
Out of nowhere.
I'm Ed nowhere.
I'm running out of time. I gotta finish this up. So out of nowhere, her ex-husband shows up, and it's clear that Jack and that guy know each
other. That's because he tried to hire him to go to Portland.
Do you want to do this? Why? Why'd you feel the need?
I'm trying to help you.
I know.
You said you had to move it along.
Go yes and keep moving.
Yes. He's going to move to Portland.
Boy.
And that really upsets Grace. And so Noelle is like, hey, I've got an idea. What if you don't? What if you decide to just, you guys work it out. You stay here. What if you stay here now, huh? I guess it all works out. He does stay here, and we see them go inside of Jack's house as a family, maybe. And that, my friends, was an unexpected grace.
We did it.
Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. And we'll deck the hallmark.
Deck the hallmark. Head nowhere.
Hello. I'm Ed Nowhere. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Deck the Hallmark. We're talking about Unexpected Grace, Hallmark Movies and Mysteries. Michael Rady back in the saddle again.
Speaking
of saddle, saddle up your horses. We got a hot take to give. Brian is up first. Brian, hop on that horse. Yeah. Nay, nay. Ha-ha! What'd you think about this movie?
All right, did you say horse?
No.
Horses. Yes. I'll see myself out.
Right, bye, buddy.
Yep. See you, suckers.
I bet Rick doesn't ride a horse ever. I bet he would not hop on a horse.
Rick!
He doesn't look like that.
Hello there.
Have you ever ridden a horse?
Thanks for finally asking me to come on the program. I have. Many a horse at the Fitzies.
Yeah. Are they allowed horse?
Why are you closing your eyes there, big guy?
I'm just trying to, can you?
You know, the mechanical bull?
Yes.
Those are horses. It's a mechanical horse.
Mechanical
horse.
Wow. You know, that thing will buck when you get some of those late Sugar Ray tracks going on there.
Yeah.
Can't blame him for that.
Can't blame him for that.
Buck like nobody's business.
What's the longest you've ever stayed on?
6 seconds.
All right. Fair enough. Yeah. Brian, what'd you think about this movie, buddy?
Yep.
But no one said horse.
No.
Of course.
All right, just make it true.
No. So, let me get on this horse here. This movie.
I'm Ed Nowhere.
Thanks, Ed.
Thank you, Ed. Yep.
I got nowhere to go.
Yeah, I know. We can tell. Yeah. Nothing, nothing to get there.
Nothing to say.
Nothing.
No, but nothing you're nowhere. Here.
Yep.
I need eye drops. Mm-hmm. I'm out.
Okay, great.
You need eye drops.
Does anyone have eye drops?
It's like some Visine?
Yes.
Opcon A, maybe?
Hey, you guys know Ben Stein?
Yes.
Sure.
That.
Well, okay, yeah. Yeah, clear eyes.
Clear eyes, full hearts, Ed Nowhere.
Yep, I'll get you some after the show.
God bless. Yep.
His eyes are going to be killing him. It's going to take a while. I hate that for him.
Well, if we cut his mic off, we won't know.
Oh, great. Trace, thanks. So I thought...
Easier said than done.
Clearly.
Wow. Brian, go.
Ready?
We got places to go.
Yeah, absolutely. 7 minutes late for a meeting. This movie, I thought, was actually pretty good. I think Michael Rady was great as usual. His daughter, Grace, really good. You're looking at like crazy eyes, no?
Way off track. I'm not looking at anybody crazy. With anything.
So, but the thing
you
was.
You thought this movie was good?
I thought it was good. I thought that it was
Wowzers.
Big sads, obviously. And with a dead child, I feel like big sads is like really low hanging fruit. And it could be. You don't have to put a lot towards it. If you present that scenario, it's pretty sad in general. But I feel like they actually earned it. Like, the way they talked about grief, I thought was pretty authentic. And there were some things in the script when they talked about how they were feeling and dealing with it. I felt like they came from a place of, like, real experience. I've never been in that situation. It would be rough to be in that situation, either one, losing a spouse or losing a child. But I was watching it, and I felt like they were doing a pretty good job. I wasn't like, I mean, things moved along in certain parts of this a little faster than they probably would in real life. A little uncomfortable with some of the way that the kid just showed up at the doorstep. But the little girl was looking for, you know, a mom figure, so I can't blame her necessarily. Him in a lot of those scenarios early on, I felt like the dad was like, what are you doing today? All right, cool. We'll catch you. We'll see you back here for the game. Flip. Yeah. It was like he was just not present enough in what was going on in her life. But overall, I think it was pretty good. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's
fascinating.
That is.
I do want to bring, I want to add to the record my and Dan's first take when we see Michael Rady on screen is this. Oh, it's not going to play.
Oh, come on.
Never mind, everybody. Never mind. Hold on. All right, you ready? You ready?
Are you still there? Kill some time?
Here we go. So that's us. Pretty excited to see Michael Rady back on screen, and that was worth it. Love Michael Rady. Great to see him on screen. This movie is tough because I think I did like it. I think there is a bit of a weirdness to the whole thing that I have a feeling felt more weird than it maybe did on paper. Like, we're seeing things where like, that's odd. That's weird. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe don't invite her to the cap. Like, there's a lot of things where you're just like, this feels a bit odd. But I think that with a few tweaks here and there, it could have turned out to be a really wonderful, sweet movie. But what we were left with was a little bit like, I don't know, I feel awkward and I don't know why type of situation. So I liked the general idea of it. I felt like there was a little bit of a hodgepodge beluga going on there that could have been fleshed out with a little bit more time. I felt like time was the enemy with this one. I think with a little bit more time, we could have done something really cool. And instead, we were left with, great to see Michael Rady. I just felt a little bit weird about the whole thing. Does that make sense, guys? Does that make sense what I'm saying here?
It was compacted.
It certainly does.
It just felt a little bit weird. But I liked it.
Yeah,
you guys are cool. The best version of this movie is like a 2 hour and 40 minutes, like Oscar bait character study where it lasts like 10 years and you get a lot of exposition. And I don't know if I want to watch that movie, but at least it would make more sense than two adults trying to utilize a child to make themselves feel better. And that's unfortunate in this movie. I miss Michael Rady on screen dearly. I wish he was in a Christmas movie every year and a seasonal Hallmark or Lifetime or whatever movie, and he's not. Instead, we get this. And the best I can say about this movie is that it looked like it really was cold outside. That's the best I can say. This is a woman who is trying to grieve the loss of her daughter and her husband and basically, like, takes a girl she's known for a week out to a cabin with her. There's a lot of questionable behavior in this movie and a lot of, I can't believe this is being shoehorned into Hallmark. It's pretty dreadful. I hated it because everyone is taking themselves very seriously and they're trying to have a really, like, an actual discussion about grief, but instead it just, somehow things are moving too fast and glacially slow at the same time. The movie felt 2 hours long, but the plot is moving at a pace that it has no business moving. It's a no, it's a hard no for me. I would prefer the other movie of the weekend, Game of Love, in fact, to this movie. So there you have it. Not a great weekend for Hallmark.
Let's go feels, Bri.
Yeah, the front porch of Noelle's house. Holy cow. What a porch.
You kidding me right now?
You kidding me right now? Oh my gosh, that porch. Wow. Every time they showed that porch, I was like, look at that porch.
I don't remember the porch.
Oh, what?
I don't remember it.
Man, it's a phenomenal porch.
Do you remember
Trust
it?
Trust me. What?
Neither of us remember it.
I remember the basket.
The basket.
Porch.
The house, her house. Regular house.
Do you remember the porch,
Aaron? Are you kidding me?
I remember the porch of the cabin.
No.
I don't remember.
What was so great about the porch?
It was just a wraparound. It was just beautiful. It just looked great. It's a giant porch.
Brian's going through a tough time with all of his house stuff. So I think, like, he's like,
you have a porch at your house?
I do have a. And I go, look at that porch. And Diana goes, we have a porch.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, I know. That's a beautiful porch. So I do have a porch.
Yeah,
great. I like a porch, you know?
Yeah, you love
a
porch.
Just respect the
Brian
porch.
Looks at, like, finished houses that aren't falling down, and he's like, man, that's nice.
Oh, anything where all house. The rooms have all house? The walls and floors. We just finished.
He keeps saying the word porch.
Yeah, I said porch like 45 times. We just finished all the major work we're doing, and we had to rip out our dining room floor and wall. So we're just back at square one. It's never ending. It's unbelievable. But the real feels was when Noelle came home and the balloon was on in the basket. On her porch, ironically, that part I put myself in her situation. I was just thinking, man, if I came home to that I can't imagine how that doesn't break you as like a grieving mother. It's like holy cow, that was pretty good for them.
That was pretty good. That was pretty good for them.
Good job with putting the emotions on screen.
That was pretty good for them. That was pretty good for them.
Pretty good.
So
pretty.
You guys remember Balloon Boy?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Okay. So I tried something similar before Balloon Boy. So me and my buddy, we had a whole plan kind of cooked up where we would release a balloon, we would record the video of it and try to send it to local news and say, hey, You see something up there. Yeah. You see something going on right there.
We were trying to scan the news.
We were trying to scan the news. That's exactly right. Before that was cool. Yeah. And I...
back when it was illegal.
I got to be honest. This gave me... There's something about balloons. I've put a message on a balloon before.
You have.
And said, hey, if you get this, give me a holler.
Yeah.
Never got a holler.
You'd said that.
Give me a holler.
If you get this, give me a holler.
Give me a holler.
You think maybe that was the issue?
I don't think so. So I... You know what? The general idea of this, I like. You know what? I would like this in a like a romantic movie. The
Bosket.
The Bosket.
Romantic.
I think like it's a cool idea. I just felt like how it all happened and the fact that there were kids involved made it all icky.
I mean, Bottle with Love is the most preposterous premise with Andrew Walker, Bethany Joy Lynch. Movie works.
Movie slaps.
Yeah, movie slaps. The dead daughter and dead wife make this not
why
the time.
Why they got to kill her like that? Why
the time?
Why they got to do her like that?
Why Tony have to die?
Tony.
Why couldn't Tony have lived? These two girls become sweet pen pals, and then the parents meet and they fall in love.
Yeah.
Why couldn't we just do that?
Yeah, we could have done
that. The fact that Tony died is what made it weird, because we're 2 years removed almost to the day, and a girl... similar age to Tony when she died walks up to her door and she's like that it's just a weird situation. I would have preferred Tony to live, but I think we all would have
that cut, and somebody in the network was like not sad enough. Sorry Tony, gotta go.
Sorry Tony. Dan.
Yeah, this is terrible, but I searched my heart and found nothing. As a parent, put myself in the shoes of a grieving parent, and that makes me sad. But just the sheer presence of that is not enough to get a feels for me. This movie wasn't it. Sorry.
Let's take a quick break. We'll come back, and we'll talk about this more here on Deck the Hallmark.
It's going to be another week, man. I just found out.
What do you mean?
Add a week to it.
Come on.
Add a week to what?
You know, add a week to it. We thought it was today. Add a week.
No.
Yeah.
Son of a gun.
Thing we were doing? The exercise that we couldn't get her in
Zumba?
Here? Zumba? Yeah. I haven't Zumba'd since.
Welcome back to Deck the Hallmark, everybody. Hopefully you're watching us on the Philo, where you could have watched this movie. Hallmark, Lifetime, Up, whole bunch of other Food Network.
Dude, there's a new Guy Fieri show.
There is?
There's a new Guy Fieri cooking
back
competition
in town.
Show. And I caught it on the Philo.
I'm saving that on my Philo DVR.
Oh my goodness!
It's gonna be there. It's gonna be unloaded,
baby.
He cooking real stuff, like, or is
I think it's a contest. Like it's like a cooking
he's hosting
show.
Type
yeah,
of thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
It's called Guys. And he's just hanging out. He's trying to find his next
his
buddy. Okay. He's trying to find his next buddy.
I don't
think
it's called Guys.
It's Guys. Guys.
He should send up a balloon.
He should.
That's what I'm talking about.
That would be a better use of that than what this was.
Guys. Guys. Hi, I'm Guy, and I'm just looking for my guy.
My guys.
Speaking of my guys, here we're going to talk about the wait what, and I'm going to kick it over to my guy Bri. Bri?
Yeah. So one of the issues I had was early on, Rady not asking any questions at all to his daughter, and one of them was when she said, "I have like a what did she say?" She said, "I'm heading to a potential friend's house."
Yeah.
And he asked 0.0 questions about. Who that might be.
Are we supposed to believe she's in high? She's a freshman.
I think
right?
She's a freshman. In
freshman girls basketball team.
Yeah.
That is a weird. I think, you know, freshmen that you're 14, 15. Mm-hmm. I think they were trying to like play on the fact that that's that age where you start to get a little bit more freedom.
Yeah.
But I still had all kinds of problems with the lack of anything.
Any questions at all. Yeah. Maybe because, we do have young kids, but still, it's your only child. It's just you two.
Yeah.
He'd be all up
It'd be
in
tough.
That.
Be tough.
We were barely freshmen too. That's
merely,
the thing.
Merely freshmen.
Dang it.
Not barely.
A freshman when we were freshmen, right? Were you a freshman when that
I
came
was,
out?
Yeah, same. I was in eighth grade when that song came out.
Oh, I was a true freshman.
Yeah.
Man, it was a thing.
For the I just can't remember.
Yeah.
I was a redshirt freshman.
Okay. You were like six.
I did a reverse redshirt. It's like,
I was about to say,
sends me up 4 years.
Oh, it does.
Sends you up?
Sends me up 4 years instead of holding me back. Don't ask questions.
He used to skip.
I'm going up.
So when you were 6 years old, you were a 12th grader?
I'm going up.
It's how the red shirt works.
I don't think you understand. I'm going up, Dad.
I got it.
No, started at the Brian.
That's on me. That's right.
I don't know. I'm going up. I don't know what more you need. I'm going up and using my red shirt.
Using your red shirt.
A little red shirt. So another issue I had here, red shirts aside, the whole thing with the governor, the new governor, tightening the purse strings and stopping the university science center construction. Like, just like, yeah. I don't think that the governor...
I mean, state-sponsored schools do have to present a budget.
Yeah.
But if you moved, like, a foreman there with a contract, that thing's going through.
Absolutely. And usually, like, in that situation, the university has more power, I think, than the governor. Like, they're the big employer.
For sure.
It just, I didn't like...
They promised that to people who are going to donate.
Exactly.
To
it's got somebody's name on it. It's a whole... like, it just was weak. Yeah, weak sauce.
Weak sauce.
Absolutely. And my my last two here... This one, I love when this happens. When Noelle and Rady were at the table talking about, will you take my daughter away for the weekend?
Yeah.
That whole conversation. They kept cutting back and forth between the two at the table. And at one point, Rady had a tie on. And then they cut to her. And they cut back to Rady. And he did not have a tie on.
Yeah,
and
classic.
I love that stuff.
Classic.
That was great. So the last one, who's paying for that? The science center they ended up building, or the pediatric center at the end, they didn't explain.
No, they're just like, what if you hired him to do this here instead? Oh, great.
So was his name Brian, the dad? He's like Mr. Moneybag. He must have a big corporation.
The solution
or something.
Made as much sense as the problem.
Yes.
Like both of them were
bad. Like they just all of a sudden we got a brand new building. Everything's all taken care of. We're all set. We're breaking ground. All the problems are solved. Like how did that happen? Who's funding that? So that was just kind of a big question on my mind.
There's a pepperoni pizza in this movie that I would like to call into question. What is it? It's not pepperoni. No. I don't know what I thought it was. A macaroni pizza. Yeah. That's where I was.
It's
at.
A mess.
I don't like it. And they're over there watching it was such an interesting movie to all of a sudden care about real sport teams and names on teams. It was so random. It was almost more jarring than the red team's going to win. I was like, wow, that's these right. are real. You got real things going on here. Falling for Basketball podcast. You can find all about the Nuggets and the Joker.
Overrated, my opinion.
You see, the stat padding. You and Kendrick Perkins. You and Kendrick Perkins are.
I hate to be on the same side of as Kendrick Perkins, but if your team isn't successful,
the best team in the NBA. What are you talking about?
Right? You think so?
I'm just saying. The best team in the NBA.
It's not the MVP.
I don't. We could talk about that all day long, Dan. I'm just saying.
All right, keep going.
It's tough. You're in a tough place. What was I talking about? Pepperoni pizza.
Real, pepperoni whatever. Pizza.
Dan.
Real teams. Yeah.
That's all you got?
Yeah.
Great. Okay. She leaves the house at the beginning of this movie without her lunch.
Yeah. Well, no.
She goes back and gets it?
He said there's a cupcake in there, and she took it, I think.
Oh, she did. She goes back and takes it. Great. Makes my life easy. This town is a town where high school kids all get together at cool hipster bookstores and play glass chess sets, but they will not talk to the new kid.
Yeah.
they can all hang out at bookstores with their glass chess sets, but the new girl, they are just straight bullies to her. Mm-hmm. How about this girl requesting a new lab partner? Like
in her face.
Like I couldn't believe how mean everyone was to this girl.
Yeah.
Can we talk about the smallest ping pong table of all time? Is this a joke? This ping pong table is smaller than this table in front of us. You couldn't play ping pong on it if you tried. I don't want to be that guy, but this girl is terrible at basketball. Like, at anything. And the dad in the stands going, $40, you could score a bucket on my daughter. That's Tony, actually, who did that. She's not good at defense either. Very, very, like, unconvincing all the way around. But the two big what's this movie, the first one is, this woman literally just signed her divorce papers on a Friday.
Ink is still wet.
On a Sunday, I'm just guessing, two days later, is the two-year anniversary of her daughter's death. And she's like, you know what it's time for? Maybe a date night. Mm-hmm. maybe taking someone else's daughter away to the cabin for a week. You know, I've not done anything about my grief for 2 years, but now that I just signed my divorce papers and 2 days from now is the anniversary of my kid dying, I think now's the time to really get back out there, guys. And like, time's of the essence. Let's do it right now, like right away. That is what we need to do. And then lastly, I have to ask this. Have you ever heard anyone call chamomile tea chamomile tea?
Two people.
Who?
The actresses in this movie.
That's it. That's it. I've never heard anyone, and I'm not a big tea drinker.
Well, it's nicely done,
Bri. Really
good. That was awesome.
I've never heard anyone be like, what kind of tea do you have? Oh, we got some chamomile. Mm-hmm. Chamomile tea.
Chamomile.
That doesn't even fly in the South.
Yo, give me that chamomile.
Give me that. Can I get chamomile?
How far does that thing travel?
It's a camel, a mile.
Chamomile?
You know camels.
Give me some Earl Grey, some chamomile. What are other tea names? I don't have.
Debris?
We get other tea. Darjeeling tea.
Nighty night. I don't know.
Sleepy Timmy. Is that Sleepy Timmy tea? You got Sleepy Timmy over there? I'll take it. Bring that Sleepy Timmy on over here. I love that Sleepy Timmy tea. It's good stuff.
Hello.
It is a chamomile.
It's me, a sleeper Timmy.
Hey, that tea will make you sleep for a chamomile. That's right. Are you Sleepy Timmy is here with it? Yeah.
No.
Hello.
How you doing, Sleepy Timmy?
So tired. I've never been this tired in my life. I've only been this even close two times.
Two times?
Yep. One, playing basketball.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
So tired.
Yeah.
Two, hung out with Dan's mom. Hung out.
Yep. We're just hanging out.
Whole family involved, actually. It was a whole IK family reunion. I'm your cousin.
Mr. Thompson was there?
Yes. It was exhausting. Almost as weird as this movie. Let's get to what the hallmark. Let's start with you, Brian. McGuire's
retired. I don't know what else to tell you.
Brian?
Yep.
What you got?
So I was just wondering
the Sleepy Timmy bit go that far. Didn't see that.
No one did. I don't think he did either. He backed up real quick.
He did. He did.
Came a mile. That's how far it went.
Yeah. Walked the full green chamomile, didn't he?
I was kind of curious about the science fair. We didn't hear anything else about that.
Good. Glad you were. Yep. Great. What the hallmark, Brian?
No, I'm actually with... Okay, so I want to talk this through with the people. Yep. So she wakes up in Tony's bed at the cabin.
Tony's bed, yep.
Wakes up and sees a quote from Einstein, energy can't be created or destroyed. And she comes up. Runs down the stairs and says, I know what I'm going to do for my science fair project. I'm going to prove that Tony and Mom aren't dead.
Just transferred their energy.
And she just throws that out there. And Jack and what's her name? Noelle are just like, okay.
All right.
Okay. How far she get there?
Yeah.
How far is she getting in that project?
Yeah. I'm wondering what the heck she's going to do.
My hypothesis. Yeah. I don't know. I'm intrigued by that science fair project for sure.
I want to know when things go south with the cabin. You mean to tell me they really are just going to have joint custody of a cabin for the rest of their lives? Nobody gets that cabin in a divorce, and that's going to be amicable and fine and no problem?
I could see there being problems down the road, probably. Usually that stuff happens. Yeah. I mean, if you split it 50-50 and you're both like, all right, we're going to have equal ownership. We're each getting
many
weeks a year. It will be tough because you'll constantly have to.
No world where that's going to be okay.
Yeah. Somebody's new spouse is going to come in and be like. Yeah.
Like, for instance, if she, like, on the 2-year anniversary of her daughter's death, like, meets a man.
Right.
Who has a daughter.
That's right. And they're there.
That's going to become weird. It's going to become weird.
Yeah.
Did someone sleep in Tony's bed? All the sheets were... Oh, yes, there's a little girl here.
Yeah,
there's
another daughter.
New family.
Yeah, roughly the same age as when Tony...
And she's wearing her dungaree jacket.
Yeah. Don't worry about it. Still has the note inside.
Oh, you know what? Let's talk about that guy, too. The kid. She says, hey, Tony was into you, And then we never see that kid again. Mm-hmm. That kid is nowhere to be found the rest of this movie.
I thought he was going to keep the note.
She finally made a friend.
Yeah.
I don't know. Hey, we did it, everybody. Yep. Congratulations. Big weekend. Palaha movie. Yeah. Way Home, another one. Lots of things going on this weekend. And, of course, our perfect brackets will be put to the test. We'll see what happens on the other side of it. Until then, maybe the first to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Deck the Hallmarks of Bramble Jam podcast is produced by Aaron Shea.
What?
For more information on Deck the Hallmark, you can go to deckthehallmark.com. For more information on the Deck the Hallmark family, you can go to bramblejamplus.com. Deck the Hallmark is presented by Philo TV. For a free trial of Philo, go to philo.tv/DTH.
You're about to hear some ads that help keep the lights on here in the old studio. Thanks for listening, or don't listen. It's really up to you at this point. It's at the end of the show. I mean, you're listening to me. Hi. But here they come. I promise they're coming. Yep, here they are. Happy day.